5276, Krista Ann Holman, south of Route 54, north of Bayberry Lane, being lot 16, block H, subdivision 3, within Kingwick Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, sir.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
I'm Christopher Michael Holman, attorney with Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher. I'm here representing the heirs to the estate of Betty June Bear and the people who purchased the property, Edwin and Karen Fredrickson. This property is located at 38281 Bayberry Road in a subdivision known as Kingwick in Selbyville. The outside stairway, as you can see in the top photo, the landing, which accesses the second floor entryway, encroaches into the side yard setback by 1.7 feet. The dwelling and the stairway landing were built in 1985, and encroachment has existed for about 23 years. And to the best of my knowledge, there have been no complaints about the encroachment by the neighbor who adjoins it or any other neighbors for that matter. We are requesting a 1.3-foot variance from the southerly side yard setback. Do you believe that it presents an unnecessary hardship because requiring the stairway to be torn down will not allow access to the second floor and will eliminate access to the main entryway to the dwelling? The variance is necessary to enable reasonable access to the second floor entry door. And this was not created by the applicant. The dwelling, along with the stairway and landing, was built in 1995, as I said earlier, by William Bear, who passed away September 16, 1999, and his wife, Betty J. Bear, who passed away May 22, 2006. The property is inherited by their children, who sold the property on October 1st to my clients, the Fredricksons. So the encroachment was really not created by my clients or the heirs to the estate. I discovered this in connection with the settlement. I don't think this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it's been there for over 20 years, and to the best of my knowledge, I don't think there's been any complaints. So we're asking for this variance, and we think it's the minimum that will afford relief, and it's the least possible modification to the regulation. Thank you. I'm happy to entertain any questions.
Counselor, what's your first name?
I'm sorry. Chris Holman.
Chris? Mm-hmm. I have a letter, Mr. Chairman, from are you having problems that there with a flood zone requirement?
It's not a problem. I need to get a key to Dean Malloy so he can inspect the first floor.
Okay. All right.
The owners live in Maryland, and I'm just having a hard time getting a key right now.
Okay. Let me read this into the record to the board. This is from our zoning code enforcement officer. Mm-hmm. And to whom it may concern, which would be the board, a variance hearing is to be heard on 10/20/2008. For Mr. Holman, and at this time there is concerns of the first floor being living space and being below base flood elevation. Also, this dwelling has never had a certificate of occupancy and compliance issued. I would wish to request the case be tabled until the flood code problem is resolved. Dean Malloy, the chief zoning inspector.
Okay. Mr. Rickard, I understand with the CO would have some relationship to the variance request, but certainly not the flood requirements.
Well, it could.
Yeah.
I don't know if that.
I have to agree with you, Mr. Mills.
I don't. With all due respect, I don't think it's relative. The flood requirement is relative to the request, right?
But has Inspector been with me?
Well, even if it's being used as living space below, that doesn't affect the need to have the deck and stairs for access to the second floor, right?
No, that doesn't.
That's
correct.
They should have a CO regardless.
They should have a CO regardless, and that would be based on this inspector's investigation.
Okay.
But he wants you to be aware of that there is some other issues.
We're not asking for a CO today, right? We're just asking for...
Maybe I'll let the inspector finish working it and get back to the office. So.
Without a CO, they really shouldn't be there anyway.
Shouldn't be there.
Technically, I mean, even though they've probably been there since 85.
Right.
Well, I would recommend that we just go ahead and maybe we table it, the inspector finish it out and report back to you then.
How far away are you on that agreement?
I think they sent a key to the real estate agent maybe in the last week, and I actually left voice messages for Dean, and we've traded voice.
These are big issues nowadays in the flood zone, so.
Right.
What she just said.
Hey, but to them.
I want you to check it out. Take an extinguisher.
Last month?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Last month, about 10 minutes ago.
Did I upset you with my comment? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, no. Boy, you're way ahead of me tonight. Wow. You're ahead of me tonight.
I wait to call for motions, then you do it.
I got up early this morning.
I always want to make sure that you are aware of what's happening in the fields.
Sure, and I think you had it.
You're aware of what's happening to them, so we want to make sure.
I mean, he's working on it, though, and we don't have that list. Well, let me go ahead and call through the questions, then we'll come back to it. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills?
Okay, hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Now.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 10,276 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,276 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried, sir. Thank you. That means your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office first thing in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sure.
Case number